Well, good evening, and welcome to Robinson Baptist Church. For those of you who haven't been here before, a special welcome. And for those of you who have been here before, same welcome, a little less. So good to see you all. We are very excited to be hosting the Libertas Chorale this evening, and so excited to hear what they have in store for us. Some of you may have received some music. If you sing in parts and you like to sing in parts and you're willing to sing in parts, there will be some audience participation opportunity for you. It won't be every verse of every song, so don't worry. We want you to be able to talk the rest of the evening. So I have selected some verses to lead while the choir sings. So I will stand and lead you in those. So just look for that. Follow the bouncing ball. And we look forward to hearing also what they have in store in addition to what you will provide as part of the service. So if you don't mind, let's open. Why would you mind? You're in church. We're going to open this this time in a word of prayer, and then we will start with Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time that we're able to spend together. Thank you for the gift of music, that you are a God of creativity, that you have gifted each one of these with talents that they are willing to use for your honor and glory. Now I pray that you will be with this evening, be with all those involved, be with those who are here. Just pray that this will be a blessing and that in all things you would be honored and glorified, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for song. times I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain, but then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again.
There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sick soul.
If you can.
We are going to take an opportunity to collect a love offering. This is actually for Libertas Christian School. I'm springing this on some of you, and some of you are tuition-paying parents. If you're not a member of this church, please don't feel like we're asking you to do this. This is completely a love offering, mainly directed at the members here of Robinson. But if you don't mind, I will offer a... I keep on saying, if you don't mind. I'm too polite. We are going to offer a prayer, and then the gentleman will come, and we'll take a quick offering and continue with the service. Heavenly Father, thank you for the music we've already heard and for the music to come. Thank you for the blessing that it's been. Pray that you will continue to bless the music department at Libertas Christian School and the school in its entirety. I pray that you would be with those who are called to teach and who have accepted the calling and to do it in a manner that is pleasing to you. I pray that you would be with Libertas as they seek to do your will in the field of education. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
I want to explain the next hymn. I was not aware of it until a few years ago. I chose to sing it because I had heard it on a TV series about Queen Elizabeth, and I lived in London for a year when I was in grade school, and so our family has a sort of an affinity for England. I learned about all the kings and queens, and I followed her reign. My father met the Queen Mother, her mother, when we were there at some garden party thing for the American professors. But anyway, so I was watching the series, and there's a point in her reign where there's a very tragic coal hill, mountain that falls. There was a tip. It's Coal Tip, I think is what it's called. And it fell into the town in Wales. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of the town. In the late 60s. I think it was late 60s, mid to late 60s. And at the funeral for hundreds of school children and many adults, because it hit this primary school there in the town in Wales, and how it's depicted, I would recommend you check that out, because at the funeral of the townspeople that did die out there, just grave, the whole town sang this hymn, Jesus, Lover of My Soul. And I thought, really, is that true? Because you know how they depict it in the series. I went and found the actual, you can see the actual recording, video recording, movie recording of the town singing it. It actually is true. Jesus, Lover of My Soul. Queen Elizabeth II said it's one of the biggest regrets of her reign that she did not go right away to comfort the people. I'm sure it's a difficult decision for a monarch to make. Where do you go, when you go? But she said one of the biggest regrets is she did not go right away. She eventually did go and comfort the people there in Wales. So that's the story behind Jesus, Lover of My Soul. What are we doing on this one? Just ready, go? Do the whole thing? Okay.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Carrie Ann Robbins. For those of you who don't know me, I have the honor of serving as the principal at Libertas Christian School. So first, I want to thank Robinson Baptist Church and Pastor Bernard for hosting us this evening. We hope that you were blessed and encouraged by getting a little insight into what we do at Libertas every day. If you've not heard of our school before, we're a little Christian school about 20 minutes away in Hudsonville. And the goal of our school is to cultivate wisdom and virtue in the souls of our students. We want them to love what is true, what is good, and what is beautiful. And we do that through a distinctively classical and unapologetically Christian paideia. We want our students to leave the walls of our building and engage the culture, recognizing truth from lie. We want them to be able to see the lie that truth is relative and it's all about you, baby. We want them to be able to say, no, it's not. It's all about him. It's about praising him and honoring him and serving him and glorifying him. It's about telling the world the good news that he's the one that sent his son to pay the penalty for our sin that we might have eternal life. We want our students to be able to recognize what's good and what's beautiful. There's good music and there's bad music. We've shared some good and beautiful music with you tonight. So again, we're thankful for that opportunity. I also want to thank Mrs. Brown for all of her efforts with our students and Mrs. Gottschall for her talents on the piano. Thank you, Mr. Brown, for facilitating this. And thank you, students, for the hard work that you put in. I'm proud of all of you. Pastor Bernard, would you come and close us in prayer before we sing our final song?
Let me thank every one of you for gracing us with your presence. And definitely, the group from Libertas, sorry for my eclectic accent. The sound of it is the closest that I can be to the harmony that you have just heard. So I appreciate it in that regard. So I agree with your principal. I had a very short exchange to meet her before the performance this evening. And the key word from our short interchange was the word ministry. And what she just said, it permeates definitely in everything that she does. The Lord has blessed us with a wonderful performance this evening. Thank you very much for leading that group. And when she talks about the quality of music, it has all the elements of the apparatus that we can find in Scripture. Is definitely is exquisite to our mind because of its quality. It's delectable to our ears because of its symphony. And it's definitely soothing to our soul because of the unity that it brings between us and our Lord Jesus Christ. And for that unity and community, we are going to continue to celebrate. We do have ice cream, the best thing ever created in the world, and cake. If you turn right when you go out and you turn left, as you see the set of four sets of doors, continue, look straight. That's where we have the gym, and we are going to continue to have fellowship together this evening. I hope that you will not just leave, but you will go. The reason that you have to be there, using the word from Luke 15, verse 32, that we have to rejoice, it's my wife's birthday today. So, all right? I robbed the cradle when I married her, and if I look like her grandfather, it's just a look, okay? All right, let us pray. Thank you very much, every one of you. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can be in your house and away from an hedonistic world, but enjoying the sounds that you have created yourself and endowing those young people and their teachers with skills and abilities by which they can harmonize those sounds to make it really delectable to us. We thank you that they honor you by their demeanor, by their voices, by their tone, by their gestures and by everything that they have used today to minister to us. Bless the school. We do know that many Christian schools have closed, and those in existence do struggle. And very often, it's primarily with finance. And often, how to deal with a culture that seems to depart more and more from the God of this creation. We pray that you'll strengthen the principal, the teachers, and the students, that they will be unified in not only giving a good testimony, but in cooperating in making the school even better than they had found it when they first attended. Magnify your name. Bless our fellowship today. Thank you for the commonwealth of faith that binds us. Thank you for the messages we have heard through the singing this evening. May it not depart from our hearts and our mind as we go to the rustle bustle of the world this week. Glorify your name and bless your name in us, through us, but certainly to your honor and glory. In Jesus Christ's name do we pray. Amen.